My name is Dr. Keith Alexander, and I'm co-coordinator of the Historic Preservation Public History Program here at Shepherd.
And you just received a pretty significant grant. Explain what it is.
I did. I got a grant for $4,400 from the Eastern West Virginia Community Foundation, and it's their special fund for cemetery preservation. And it's going to help pay for cemetery supplies as well as some new equipment that we'll be able to use for resetting cemetery stones.
And this is something you do in relation to your classes you teach here, correct?
Right. Every year for my Introduction to Historic Preservation class, for the last, I think it's probably been about 12 years or so now, I've been doing a service learning project involving our historic cemeteries. And so I've been working with various organizations, including Historic Shepherdstown, the Lutheran Church, United Church of Christ, to name a few. And we've been working on documenting graves, light cemetery cleaning, and some simple restoration work on the graves. And it's wonderful because I can apply the same sorts of principles and ethics that one applies to old buildings to using these techniques on old gravestones. And so it's a great way for my students to learn about the ethics and principles while getting the hands-on experiences doing the work.
The grant will allow you to kind of expand what you're doing in the cemeteries. Explain that.
Exactly. So up to now, we've been working on cemetery cleaning, cemetery mapping. So we have a record of of where the gravestones are, as well as transcriptions of the writing on the stones, putting them into a database. And then on top of that, we've been doing a little bit of actual restoration of the stones. So I have been able to reset some stones that have been leaning in the past. And the equipment that we'll be able to purchase and the supplies that we'll be able to purchase as a result of this grant are really going to let us expand our activities. So we will be able to hoist some pretty heavy gravestones and be able to excavate around them and reset them properly using sand and gravel as a base or avoiding cement and that sort of thing so that the stones are firmly in place, so that they're vertical again, and so they're not going to snap off at the base.
I'm Sylvia Sherbet, and I'm the coordinator for Appalachian Studies, and we have an exciting new program that is one of our many programs. All of our programs actually have something to do with storytelling, but the newest program is called the Speak Story Series. And Adam Booth is the creator of this program, and he is the coordinator of it himself as part of the Appalachian Studies program. We have a mission, which is to take storytelling out into the community, but also out into the schools. For that purpose, Adam and some of the members of our community organization that supports the Speak Story series, they have written a grant, and this grant was funded and gave us $1,000 to be able to carry storytelling into the school system.
Are you excited about getting this grant?
Oh my God, yes, because without the grant, we would not have been able to go into the schools and bring this service to the students of the various Eastern Panhandle counties.
How do you envision this enriching students in the schools?
Well, I think that one of the most important things for everybody to understand is how empowering it is to tell your own story. So storytelling is something that is there for entertainment and, you know, for the joy of it, but it's also being able to, with your own voice, articulate what your particular experience in life is. And that's particularly important for West Virginians. We want to be able to articulate ourselves rather than have somebody else articulate for us.